This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
James is a competitive dude. He's a stud. He's a great teammate. He wants to be here. He loves ball. Of course, who doesn't want to get paid? And that's the hard part of this job is I do want to pay them all, especially the ones that you're working hard. They're producing on the field. Their teammates love them. The fans love them. Like, James fits Buffalo, but sometimes you can't get on the same page, or sometimes you're trying to fit it in. Or, you know, there's times guys have left here that we really wanted. We just couldn't make it work. But I can tell you, I'm hopeful when we're sitting here at next year's training camp that James Cook is out there practicing, still representing the red, white, and blue.
Brandon Bean today, hopeful. I guess this is where we all go, so are we? Right?
I don't know. I would not classify myself as hopeful. Because that would mean an extension is in place, or that they put the franchise tag on him. And I've never been nuts about that. I like the idea of just sort of assembly lining running backs on their rookie contracts and just sending them on their way.
So I don't need to do this all day, but what does Bean mean by hopeful?
That Cook will come down to their price, I think is what he means. I mean, that's my best guess. Because they are, you know, they could just agree to pay him whatever he wants, and then they're take hope out of the equation. Oh, you're here. We want you to be happy. We want everyone to be happy. Here you go.
So there is a deal available to him.
To Cook?
Yes.
Oh, I think there's always been a deal available to him.
Me too.
I would be very surprised. I mean, you said at one point in that opening segment, you know, questioning whether the Bills ever even made him an offer, I think, or something. And I'd be stunned if they didn't make him an offer. He's been a good player for them and had a great season last year with all those touchdowns. So, sure, I think you'd like to keep that going, especially considering the window that they're in here trying to win the Super Bowl for real, not just a pipe dream. But I think the hope is that he realizes, you know, maybe it's even a situation, you mentioned Poyer, that's the last sort of turbulence there really was contract-wise, and that was, you know, I don't know, depends on how nervous a flyer you are, but it wasn't really the kind of turbulence that you would ever get really scared about. Is he's going to go see what's out there, and if he doesn't find what he's looking for, he can always come back. You can hope for that, too, if you're Brandon Bean, that Cook has a very good year, maybe even the same, you know, a similar enough year to last year. They don't put the tag on him. He hits the market, goes out there, and sees that what he's being offered isn't that different from what the Bills are willing to do, and comes back and says, all right, I'll just stay here for whatever.
Well, I've been trying pretty hard to make sense of the whole thing, not make sense of, but like try to nail down what is really going on. And I think after today, it's that. It's, you know, we're hopeful he's here next year. I think your answer is the right answer, that he will come over to what we're offering, or at least close enough where we can do this. And that's been one of several possibilities here this offseason, is that, you know, we're talking about him a lot. And, you know, what does $10 million really sound like? Okay, 15. What does $10 million a year really sound like? And one possibility has always been that he wouldn't listen to that. That what you or I might think is a reasonable offer, to him would not be. And if it's so far apart, what does he think he's going to accomplish by staying away if it's so far apart? So, you know, I still think it's probable here that he just gave up on whatever it was that he thought he might be able to get done. But it, you know, it could be that we're hopeful, like, you know, the way you read it, he comes to a number we could live with by next year and we don't have to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
And so if his $15 million was just like, that's it, and he was never going to get away with staying there and not playing.
Yep. It's also possible that the Bills have had whatever their, this would really surprise me, but I guess it's worth saying. We're trying to, you know, get our heads around what, you know, what has gone on here and what are the two sides trying to get accomplished here. It's possible that the Bills have had whatever their offer was, whatever their ceiling was, but in reality, they knew, you know, we could go another $1 million a year, or we could guarantee another $5 million, or you know, whatever, you know, pick figures, all right? Nothing outrageous. But he shows up, and he's going to do the work, and he's a good teammate, and everything being said, a part of being hopeful is maybe, when Bean says, I'm hopeful he's here next year, that I'm going to talk to his agent tonight, even. And, you know, we've been offering 10, we'll offer 11. I have no idea if that's the ball. I would assume that that's the ballpark. He was making 5 as it is. He said he wanted 15. I mean, to be offering him 7 or something would be, like, absurd. I don't even know why. That's a situation where if that's all you're prepared to offer, don't even bother, I would say. But, you know, I don't have to be right about that. But maybe there's, you know, you've done right here. You've shown up. And we appreciate that. And now that you've done that, here's a nudge. And does that get cooked to go, well, you know, bird in the hand. There's a bunch of guaranteed money here. I'm about to go play 17 or 20 football games. And anything could happen. And if you're guaranteeing me, I don't know, $20 million out of a $30 million contract, maybe I just take that because that's 4 times what I'm prepared to be paid guaranteed this year.
I wonder if it's fair to say that his this is common, I would say, so it's not so much a criticism, but if his evaluation of himself is significantly greater than the league's evaluation of him, because wasn't that the Dalvin Cook experience? That when we started to hear about Dalvin Cook, his brother, looking for a big contract, he was kind of shot. Like, it was almost already over for him. And it was kind of a joke, again, that he was asking for this kind of the kind of money he was, and the league was just, like, not interested at all. He goes to the Jets. He goes to Baltimore even at the end and just plays for – the Jets gave him some okay money, at least, or good.
Yeah.
But not anything – you know, huge.
Not top of the market by far.
Yeah, no. Like he, and who knows how they really think, but it's the way I remember that was like, who does this guy think he is? I mean, he's not Barkley, and neither is James Cook Barkley, you know, like they're not.
Right.
But I guess it's tough for me. I want to make sure it's understood. Like, I'm disappointed that we're here, not because it's bad for the Bills. It's great for the Bills. It's perfect. I mean, they really didn't have to pay him 50 cents, apparently, more than he was making to this point. But I just don't really understand a guy who makes somewhat of an ordeal publicly about how he's underpaid, and then he's like, oh, don't worry about it. That's just, to me, I was asking the other day and to you this week, like, what would you do if you were Cook? What you wouldn't do, I think, is the first part.
The calling attention to it in the first place, right?
Yeah, like
right.
You wouldn't do that. I mean, far be it from me or you to even understand like sort of what his thinking is, but what you wouldn't do is stick your foot in the door and be like, I want $15 million a year. You could want it, but you would keep that private, or you wouldn't.
Right.
You just wouldn't make it a thing so that guys like us would have it to talk about.
If you're so easily prepared to walk away from the idea. Right?
Yeah, just show kidding.
Up. Right.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So it's great for them. I'm not disappointed for them. It's perfect for them. That was the best case scenario if he just sort of like, whatever. But it's just like, don't give me the idea that you're serious and then not be serious. You know, that's kind of a thing in life. Don't do that. That's how I mean what I'm disappointed about. Just like, come on, buddy. No wonder they love him.
Right.
What a sweetheart.
Right.
I mean, he can tweet all he wants. He's going to play for the contract he's got, apparently. 803-0550 is the number. Into the 90s tomorrow for day two of training camp.
Yeah.
Not 100.
No.
It sounds like the feels like
yeah.
could get near
when
100.
When I had this bet with Sneaky Joe a few years ago.
Which has been erased.
I think we got near 100 real feel, but you know, it was decided that that's, you know, that doesn't count any more than showing me the temperature gauge in your vehicle when you get in it.
Right, when you turn it on.
And it says 100 because it's been baking. Like my truck today, when I walk out there, might say 100 when I turn it on, or 99, but it's not going to be actually 99 degrees out. It's just baking in the sun all afternoon. So, yeah, real feel. But yeah, I'm not planning on playing golf tomorrow morning. I'll tell you that. I don't want any part of that heat.
That's the time to play, though.
Well, it's still today. Even was hot, like right away, like flop sweat right on the like first green. I'm like, putting. My glasses are sweaty. It's really hot. And tomorrow's gonna be worse. So I want no part of that. At least when I'm golfing, I'll go out next. I'll go ride my bike tomorrow. Because I don't mind if I'm in an activity where I'm working and that's the idea. I don't mind being hot. Like I'll be hydrated. I'll take care. I'm fine. But to go out and play golf or do yard work in that heat, no thanks.
If you want to see the Bills in the sun, get to train.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Training camp, because if you didn't know, you probably did. They have 1 o'clock Sunday home game until November 16th. The Saints game, and that's week 4. Right, which could be a hot day, late September, early October.
Yep.
But 3 of the first 4 home games are night games. Then you have eventually Kansas City. Kansas City, it's going to feel early, I think, that Chief game. Week 9, is it?
Yep.
And that's a 425 game. We're into early November, I believe, at that point. And then it's not until week 11 against the Bucs when they are home, and there's a special throwback uniform for that game. Hopefully Tampa Bay is allowed to wear theirs. 1 o'clock Sunday. Only two for sure. Week 18 against the Jets could be the third. And, you know, things could go sideways and some other game gets flexed back to 1 o'clock. But very interesting schedule for that. If you like seeing them under the sun, get to Rochester. Saints game, I guess it is. Or the one preseason home game. That's an afternoon game. August 9th. The Bills sadly did not qualify for one of Cleveland's, quote, alpha dog games.
What's that now?
The Browns have an alternate helmet themselves.
Oh, okay. That's what those uniforms those are. Those are alpha dog uniforms.
Alpha dog. The Browns have three games. The Falcons have three games. The Bills are one of them.
I was pretty sure I wasn't falling for some sort of a hoax a bit on social media, but the whole thing today, I didn't see until you showed me when I got here the video of the raft they had out on the lake with the helmet unveiling and personnel falling off of the raft.
It's funny.
Whatever, yeah. But
hopefully he didn't drown.
The first picture I saw of the helmet was just the helmet, and I thought it looked black. And I thought, is this one of these, what color is the dress from, I don't know how many years ago that was, where people were arguing about whether the dress was blue or green or whatever. I don't remember the colors now, but I think you might remember what I'm talking about. That looks black. And I saw another picture of it. It looked black. And I saw Myles Garrett, full dude, like, oh, okay, it's brown. And then I saw the sponsor was Dude Wipes. And I thought, is this whole thing a joke? Like, the Browns have a brown-colored uniform sponsored by Dude Wipes. The whole thing is a joke? No? Okay, it's not? All right.
They lift the tarp over the helmet on this raft in the lake, and somebody is maybe shooting it or just standing there, and they fall into the lake. And then there are one or two characters, like one's got a mascot head. One's got giant sunglasses. I don't know what's a joke and what isn't. And they sort of walk over to the guy who's fallen off the raft. And there's the helmet, but nobody's looking at the helmet because they want to know what happened to this guy. And the guy with the Browns, the dog mascot head, just flips a tiny life raft into the lake. And sadly, that's all I saw. But what a disaster.
I assume everyone was okay.
What a franchise.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just good idea, I guess, but... The guy falls into the water. Don't you know to sort of move in a little bit if you have to?
I don't know.
Don't stand right on the corner of the raft as it's tipping.
Yeah, the whole thing seems like it could have gone better. Yeah,
it could have gone better. I would say that's safe to say it could have gone better. That's fair. Sal at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Call Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.